Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. How
Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host. Thy name, your seer, Israel, of Syria. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, part number 48. What we're going to do, we're going to scroll down the international side. As these memos coming in, we kind of read them out of one eye and everything else. But sooner or later, we definitely going to make our mark, no doubt about it. Let's go down the international side and see who have logged in to join us on part number 48. And we are the Six Anointed Camps of BOTTY called Voices of the True Israelites. Let's go on the international side and see who all in the room. All is lost and still. That's 195 international countries. So everybody got a slot in for the episode part 48. And you know, that's a good thing. And what's flashing out of New York? 162-217. 162-217. 162-217. We're going to bring our elder in. We're going to bring him in, and we're going to be reading some of these memos. And like we said, WCC, we don't know how we're going. Let us get us from Luke 12:12, and we'll take a look at it. We see your concern, but that is not our concern, your concern. Seer, I cut you off. Yeah, well, I know you cut me off. So be it. If you cut me off, Brother Mackay, you're ready to take the broadcast all the way in. So the Fox air been lit. Curtain air went up. That's up to you, but we got to do it the way the man tells us to do. So there ain't no problem with that. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, see right.
And Yahweh be with you, see Israel, see royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Yahweh bless you. And Yahweh bless you, man, Elder Mr. Tibbs. Well, one thing about it, WCC said we might cut you off tonight, Seer. If our question is not answered, we're gonna cut you off. Now, I don't let them know right now. The box air been lit, so the curtain air went up. So, Bob McKay is standing in the wings to pick it all the way in, and that's the way it got to be. And then the elder would ride shotgun with him. So that is the plan. So one thing about it. We might discuss what you got on the table, and we might not. We don't know. But right now, we're going to bring our elder in on 195 International Conference, 162-217. You're on the clock, Elder Mr. Gibbs. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. It looks like we have another good number of people that came to listen to the words of Yahweh. 162,217 listeners. That's almost too hard to pronounce. My goodness. Well, that's a good thing. Because that shows me one thing, that somebody want to hear them some Thus Says Yahweh. And believe me, there's a lot of people out there that need it. And I think there's a few brothers on the line that may have witnessed that today. We are a very lost generation. It shows in conversation, basic understanding, and over the period of years, what we were used for by the generation of Esau. That's right. You have to figure out we are lost and do not care about education. Not all of us, but some of us. This is why you may have heard of the Tuskegee test subjects. These were Black African Americans that were used for guinea pigs, for the descendants of Esau. Let me tell you a little bit about this. The Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis is the name of this, and the Negro Mill. It was a clinical study that was conducted between 1932 and 1972 by the U.S. Public Health Service. The purpose of the study was to observe the natural untreated syphilis in the African-American men. And in the study, they were told they were receiving free health care from the United States government. Well, you know how we are about something free. Oh, if that's free, that's for me. So they jumped right into this study that the descendants of Esau was giving. The Public Health Service started working on the study, as I said, in 1932, in collaboration with the Tuskegee University and a historical black college in Alabama. Investigators enrolled in the study a total of 600 improvised African-American sharecroppers from Macon County, Alabama. Of these men, 399 had latent syphilis and 201 did not have the disease. The men were given free medical care, as I said, free meals, and free burial insurance. I had to sort of sniggle at that one. For participating in the study, the men were told that the study was only going to last for 6 months, but actually it lasted 40 years. 40 years. After funding for the treatment was lost, the study was continued without informing the men that they would never be treated. None of the men were told that they even had the disease, and none were treated with penicillin even after the antibiotic was proven to be a successful treatment for syphilis. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the men were told that they were being treated for a bad blood and was described it had various conditions. Well, syphilis, anemia, fatigue, and bad blood, specifically collected of illness of the term included, was a lead cause of death in the Southern African American community. The 40-year-old Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis in the Negro male was a major violation of ethical standards. Researchers normally failed to treat patients approximately after the 1940s. Validating a penicillin was found to be an effective cure for the disease that they were studying. The revelation in 1972 of the study failures by whistleblower Peter Backstrom led to major changes in the U.S. law and regulation of the protection of participants in the clinical studies. Now, studies require information to be given, communication and diagnosis to be accurate according to the test results. And looky here, on May 16th, 1997, Mr. President Bill Clinton formally apologized on behalf of the United States to the victims of the experiment. Now, the President of the United States was aware of this and apologized to the nation on public broadcast. I bet you it's not even five people out there today that know about this. This is because we are people that do not reach out for education. And those of us that do, they think just knowing a little bit is okay. And it shows, as I was speaking of this, on the children, how they're raised by the younger parents. How the elders years ago used to put a lot of emphasis in raising their kids. They knew that they were going to be the leaders of the nation one day. But we don't run into anything like that. What we run into in the ministry is that I read my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and I still feel uneasy. And I can't even think of what I want to say. Well, as I said before, 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9 says, therefore, we adults, we need none of these things that we have the righteous book of scripture in our hand to comfort us. We don't use just one or two verses. We use the Bible because this is Yahweh's word. And we teach that and welcome each and every one of you that attends our live broadcasts, bringing you topics and subjects from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahweh's word. Learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book and more. And we do all this because you have not. Information you came to seek, and you have to look no further. You found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. The times were open unto you. It's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just on this big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building a school, which we can say is very well needed from what we've seen. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. Calendars explain by biblical scripture what they are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses that you can use. The first is tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh @gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can also call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number we have is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right, any particular 12 programs you can order, just calling that same number. Now, you have, if you have experienced the missing of a beginning of our program, don't worry. You can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m. except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Very simple. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another good note. During the normal Blog Talk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk, which some of us already are aware of. On Pal Talk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding that shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And when you fail to follow the righteous act, the elder will choose to block or restrict the misuse. But if Broad Talk happens to end before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, as I said many times before, when keeping the scriptures in mind, don't try to win the bump the guns contest. You have people that know more about evil than we know about good. Just wait till they finish all that talking and throw a verse on them. You'll miss all of Yahuwah's glory said unto you if you do that. Remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, we will turn our program over to our seer Israel, remembering that one man can only do 100% of what one man can do. I'll turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder Mr. Tibbs. I'll stay on the line, like I said again, and mine will get something going on. Got a lot of memos on the table. So one thing about it, you know, it's a ministry been picked to take care of this business, no doubt about it. So we definitely going to get off in something, you know, and like things have been set in place for us to hear some things. So we're just going to see what's in place.
Good economics. When it completes a mission, she will train her offspring in early years to submit to labor when they become of age. Understanding is the best thing. Understanding is the best thing. Therefore, we shall go deeper into this area of the subject matter concerning what we have produced here in the breaking process of the female nigger. We have reversed the relationship. In her natural uncivilized state, she would have a strong dependency on the uncivilized nigger male. She would have a limited protection tendency towards her independent male offspring and would raise the female offspring to be dependent like her. Nature would provide for this type of balance. Now, we reverse nature by burning and pulling one civilized nigger apart and bullwhipping the other to the point of death, all in her presence. By her being left alone, unprotected, with the male image destroyed, the ordeal causes her to move from her psychological dependent state to a frozen independent state. So, in this frozen psychological state of independence, she will raise her male and female offspring in reverse roles. For fear of the young male's life, she will psychologically train him to be mentally weak, independent, but physically strong. Because she has become psychologically independent, she will train her female offspring to be psychologically independent. What have you got? You've got the nigger woman out front and the man behind, scared. This is a perfect situation for sound sleeping economics.
Man, it's a broken heart. Who is more broken hearted on this earth than stuck up naked?
You say who is more broken hearted?
Man, who has endured more pain and anguish and death than us on the planet Earth?
I don't know.
The question is, what makes the people ever outside of black people went into slavery or slave ships, and when they got off the ship, they were sold as slaves and forced to work in cotton fields to make this country great. Then in 2020, the president of that country says, make America great again. What people deserve it?
In 2013, so like white people?
So,
I don't know.
I asked you, what race of people ever outside of black people went into slavery or slave ships, and when they got off the ship, they were sold as slaves and forced to work in cotton fields to make this country great? Then in 2020, the president of that country says, make America great again. What people deserve it?
In 2013, so like white people?
So what, that's what I'm asking you. What people have had that happen to them have been subjugated to that?
I guess white people?
No, you don't think it. White people don't think it. That happened to you since back in the week. Good, like your last name. You don't have to tell me what it is, but your last name. Where does it come from?
Well, my government name, I know where it comes from. My, one of my ancestors married her slave owner,
mm-hmm.
and that's his last, I have his last name.
Like your last name. You don't have to tell me what it is, but your last name, where does it come from?
Well, my government name, I know where it comes from. My, one of my ancestors married her slave owner,
mm-hmm.
and that's his last. I have his last name.
Right. Many of us know what the last name of a lot of the persons who belong to Johnson, to James, mm-hmm. the understand that?
Yeah.
The James, and so on and so forth. That all comes from a lot of the persons. We understand that. That's where it comes from. Right? So we understand that.
Yeah.
That all comes from a lot of blessings. We understand that. That's where it comes from. Right? So those are all names that we were given that we don't really wear our own true names, like the Bible of God calls us when we came in the slave.
Yeah.
So we are the people that have been broken hearted. I'm going to ask you a question. But the white man rules the planet Earth, and he's the one that's oppressing us. He created COVID-19. I don't know if you know about that, but there's a thing called zoonosis in which they mix animal DNA with scar tissue or fetal tissue of humans, and they mix those things together, and they come up with viruses like SARS or COVID-19, right? Or swine flu. That's the mixture of animals' DNA with human fetal tissue, and they create diseases that last. And then they push those diseases out to the world, and then once a lot of people die and you're sick, they have you begging for a vaccine.
Of course. It's all because they need for medicine to go to the hospital. So, yeah, of course.
So those people that do that, what do they need to be saved from?
They failed.
They kill. Those people that need to be saved, and the people that are doing that are the powers that be, the powers that be, like so-called white people. It is what it is. It's not racist, which is true.
Well, that's pretty good. All right, we're going to see if we can get something going on. So it's a mindset that have been employed on the peoples of the book. And they looking for a solution to how to come out of it. And the best way you can come out of a solution, you got to understand what the Bible is saying. But now who's supposed to teach the Bible? We'll find out real shortly. And that was one of the anointed camps doing what they got to do. And one thing about the C-Ray, a lot of information that got to be revealed, and the only one we know going to reveal this information is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. So we'll leave it like that, and we'll get off and take number 48. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bless you, that's right.
Yahweh bless you, see the family Israel, yeah. Shalom, shalom.
Come on, come on now, Brother Micaiah. We're going to see if we get something going on. And if you don't hear the seer's voice, so you got the elder and the mother's on the line, so you take from there, just in case I would be eliminated from take number 48. We don't know yet. It said don't cross the line, seer. So we're going to see what we can get in. But what we can get in, see if we can get some loot. Chapter 12, verse 12. See if we can get some loot going on first there. Brother Micaiah, Israel, come on.
Hallelujah. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit to teach you in that same hour what you are to say.
That's excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So you got to have the righteous spirit to be taught. You got to be taught by the righteous spirit. See, we see his Mother Eve ready to roll some too. So see if we find Mother Eve. And see if we find Mother Eve. The loud voice you say. Mother Eve from the tribe of Yah God Judah. Mother Eve. Yahweh beat you, that's right.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah there, Mother Eve. All right, good enough. So we just going to get something going on. And Brother Micaiah, we're going to open up in Luke. We're going to open up in the book of Luke on take number 48. Matter of fact, before we even read that, let's back up. Matter of fact, go a little forward. Let's see something we need to know in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. Yeah, Brother Micaiah. What it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and verse 5. What
does
it say?
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4 reads, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yahweh to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bring it into captivity, every thought to obedience of Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. So the weapons that got to be used in these days is not the weapons that have been used in the past. The weapon you got to cast down is stronghold. It's a stronghold on the people. We got to find out more about it. Brother Micaiah, help me, the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians 5 through 8, and Mother, can you find me the holy three children, verse 8, and we'll read a little bit after we come up on out from under this. The holy three children, verse number 1-8. Had that waiting on me, Mother E. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, we find out, we just got through reading, that we got to cast down some strongholds. There's some strongholds that's holding up a people. So a ministry must come on the scene and start examining the strongholds. 2 Corinthians 13, 5 through 8, Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Royer, come up.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 5 through 8. Verse 5 reads, examine yourself, whether you be in the covenant. Prove your own self. Know you not your own selves, how that Yahweh the Son is in you, except you be reprobate. Verse 6, but I trust that you shall know that we are not reprobate. Verse 7, now I pray to Yahweh that you do know evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobate. Verse 8, for we can't do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
Mm-hmm. So one thing about it, we can't do nothing against the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? So we got to find out then, well, what is truth? And, Brother Micaiah, I need to find out, well, what is truth? I need to find out then, well, what is truth? What is we missing that we need to know? What is truth? that we need to know truth. That's a profound statement. It seems to say it's in 8:31 and 32. What is truth of St. John 8:31 and 32? We need to find out. That means it's a people lacking of truth, because you can't do nothing against the truth. But I wonder, is we hearing the truth? What it got written in St. John chapter 8:31, 32? Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of St. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Verse 31 reads, "Then said Yahweh the Son to those, Yahdah, polluted word Judah, which believed on him," polluted word Jews, "which believed on him. If you continue in my word, then are you my followers indeed." Verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
So you got to continue in the word to deal with this truth thing. You must continue in the word. That's what you must do. You must continue in this word. 17:17. Matter of fact, read verse 9, get warmed up in St. John 17. What did the Almighty say in verse number 8, 9, and 17? He made a profound statement in St. John 17 there. Brother Micaiah, he said something in verse 8, 9, and 17. He said, "What you are lacking is the truth." So in the 17th chapter of St. John, verse 8, 9, and 17. Can you help me out, Brother
Micaiah?
What do you think?
Hallelujah. Wow. The book of St. John, chapter 17, verse 8, 9, and 17. Verse 8 reads, "For I have given unto them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that you didn't send me." Verse 9, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but them which you have given me, for they are yours." Verse 17, "Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth."
Mm-hmm. So he's studying telling us, for us to know the truth, we must know his word. So what's in the past there, Mother E? What's in the past that we need to know, Mother Eon? I don't know, did we put the greetings on you? We'll do it one more time again. Mother E from the tribe of Yahdah Judah, we'll say it one more time. Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Y'all probably beat you that scene right. Let's see, can we get Mother to get to that microphone? One more time. Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh bless you, that's Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, I got need a double portion of it anyway. I just recall we did meet and greet. So in the book of the Holy Three Children's, first, can we read a little bit about, because see, what we lacking at is the knowing of this truth. So let's see what is told in the Holy Three Children, Mother E. Pick up at verse 8 and let's read a little bit and see if we can get a point. Come on.
Okay. The song of the three holy children. Verse 8. "Wherefore, all that thou hast brought upon us, and everything that thou hast done to us, thus hast done in truth judgment." Verse 9. "And thou didst deliver us into the hand of lawless enemies, most hateful, forsaken of Yahweh, and to an unjust king, and the most wicked in all the world." Verse 10. "And now we cannot open our mouth. We are become ashamed and report to thy servant and to him that worship thee. Verse 11. Yet deliver us not up wholly for thy name's sake, neither deny thy covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Well, hold that point right there. Good, right there. So again, Mother E, if the old seer hearing right, it was a prayer that was making because if the old seer correct, they was confessing that everything that was brought on them, we put it on ourselves because we have denied the covenant. Is that what we read now, Mother E? Can you help the old seer out in that verse? What you just got through reading down from 8 to whatever verse you was reading to, what's the storyline of that you on the clock come out?
Okay, that was verse 10. And now we cannot open our mouth. We are become a shame and report to thy servant and to them that worship thee. Verse 11. Yet deliver us not up wholly for thy name's sake, neither diminish thy covenant.
Mm-hmm. So can you hear me out, Mother? What is they confessing and what is they saying? Can you hear me out from the verse you did got to just read? What is they trying to tell us today on what they did in the past? Can you help me out there, Mother? You on the clock, come on.
Okay. Well, okay. Like in verse 10, they would say, now we cannot open our mouth because they are become ashamed. And the report to their servant, the enemies, I guess, which means, and to give that wish of thee. I don't know if that's wish of Yahweh or wishing the enemy.
Mm-hmm. So we find out that they is confessing themselves to the condition they in is because they didn't obey. And that was that text was about. And when the brother was trying to explain to the sister, she couldn't see it until she shown exactly. No, it wasn't the Europeans that is in this predicament. And see, that's why we keep telling the men, you must learn the scriptures, because out of the female eyes, they will not see it the way that it is until you guide her. And that was the case going on in that tape, showing you that because they have more education than you. But when it comes down to the Bible was specific for you to be able to explain to her exactly what's really going on. So that's why you have to be a 37 verse 12. What it says, Mother E, a 37 verse 12 must be on the table, because we can be reading this book and overlooking everything as the brother was trying to explain to the sister. She said, I don't understand. That happened to the European? No, that happened to you and me. Oh, see that? But she had all the education in the world. You got to understand something about this Bible. This Bible is supernatural, and the way Yahweh set it up, the man must be a 37 verse 12. And what did it say that, Mother Eve? I'm sorry, 37 verse 12. Yes, ma'am, what do it say?
Wait a minute. I didn't get the book.
Yeah, Sarat. 37.
Oh,
verse.
Yeah.
What do you say that, Molly?
Let me get that. Rock 37, verse 3. Did you see 37 square? The book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse 12. But be continued with the Yahweh man, who thou knowest to keep the Torah instruction.
Go ahead.
Of the Yahweh, whose mind is according to thy mind and will. Did I read it all? And we'll follow with thee if thou shalt miscarry.
So the joke is to understanding that, first of all, when we heard the beginning of that tape, it was showing you that how they have set the system up and they have mistaught the woman to put you in the predicament you in today. But we find out because you don't know the truth. But the male must understand, you must guide your family. Because if you wait to get the understanding contrary to Yahweh, you're going to be just like what you heard in the beginning of that tape. It's very important to, if you miss a lot, go back on the tape and hear that part again and listen at her response. Very important to understand Yahweh got roles to play. And you're not coming out. You ain't going to tear these strongholds down until you become a Yahweh man. And you must have a Yahweh woman. So you keep that in your mind. All right, good enough. So that was excellent there, Muggy. And we're going to see if we bring Mother D of Israel in. And when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with loud boys these days, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you, that's C-Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C-Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother D of Israel. I want to take a little statement that's written over there in the book of Baruch 3. I want to pick up at verse number 8. Baruch chapter 3, we're going to see what, and we're going to read a little bit until we can find out something. But one thing about it, like we keep saying, the world going to do what they got to do. But until you understand your role that was given to you and who you really are, you always going to continue to be where they can set a trap up for you, and you continue to fall in that trap because you out of order according to the Bible. So once you get in order according to the Bible, look out. Let's see what it says in Baruch chapter 3, pick up verse 8. Come on, mother.
Baruch chapter 3, verse 8. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity, where you have, where thou hast scattered us for a reproach and a curse, and to be subject to payment according to all the sins of our father, which departed from Yahweh, our Yahweh.
Go ahead. Keep reading a bit more.
Verses 9. Hear, Israel, the Torah instructions of life. Give ear to understanding wisdom. Verse 10. How happened it, Israel, that you are in thine enemy's land, that you are waxed old in a strange country, that you are defiled with the dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. So he said, you don't know whether you know it or not there, Israelite. He said, you've been defiled with the dead. He said that. He said, whether you know it or not, you've been defiled with the dead, whether you know it or not. But see, we don't know that we've been defiled with the dead. He said, whether you know it or not, you've been defiled with the dead, Israelite. That's what he told you. You've been defiled. Now, so we have to find out more what he's saying, because see, the bottom line is, there's some information that we need to know and to study to stay upon this information. Let's run to Daniel chapter 9, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to Daniel chapter 9. And let's see, is there anything that we can start doing to start kicking out this thing that we can read? It's going to say in Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Then skip down to verse number 11 to 14, and we'll get back to Brother Micaiah. Now, Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, then skip down to number 11 through 14. Mother G of Israel, come out.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, 11 through 14. Verse 6, neither have we hearkened, listened unto your servants, the seers, which spake in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Verse 11, yea, all Israel have sinned your Torah instruction, even by departing, that they might not obey your voice. Wherefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the Torah instructions of Moses, your servant, the servant of Yahuwah, because we have sinned against him. Verses 12, and he has confirmed his words which he spake against us and against the judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven has not been done as has been done unto upon Israel. Of 13, as it is written in the Torah instructions of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet may we not our prayers before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, that we might turn from our sins and understand your truth. Verse 14, therefore has Yahuwah watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obey not his voice.
So what we're hearing, like I said again, and that's basically everybody trying to figure out What is the hold up? What's the problem? And a mystery was created last to come behind and show you that's in writing what happened to you, and not only tell you what happened to you, it's the how to get out of it. See, we not only want to tell you what happened to you, for you to be always reminded of what happened to you. We're not going to just make sure you hear it one way. You're going to hear it now. Either you in it now. But now, we're going to show you in writing how you got to come up out of it. It ain't the one way to come out of this that you in. It's what you can read. Now, Brother Micaiah, we're going to run to the book of Lamentation. Brother Micaiah, we're going to run to the book of Lamentation, Brother McKay, you want to run to Lamentations? And we're going to look at what it says in Lamentations chapter 1, verse number 3 and verse 8. Let's see what it says there, Brother McKay. Let's see what's going on in Lamentations chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 8. This is real good. What? See, Jeremiah is summing things up. And he's going to be talking about a people that we're going to be able to reach. And listen to what Jeremiah say as he sum up about this people in Lamentations chapter 1, verse 3, and verse 8. What do you say there, Brother McKay?
The book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 8. Verse 3 reads, Yada, through the word Judah, is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the nations. She findeth no rest. All her prosecutors overtook her between the straits. Verse 8. Yada, polluted word Jerusalem, have grievously sinned. Therefore she is removed. All that honors her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sigheth and turneth backwards.
Mm-hmm. So he says, what happened to Yahweh Judah is that the nakedness have been seen. The world has seen Yahweh Judah's nakedness. And Judah have been removed. He have been removed where now that Judah will respond to names biblically wise do not put them in the right perspective. Let's get a case in point. Let's go to the book of Genesis. See, Judah have been removed. We're going to find out something about Judah being removed. And we go and see exactly about Judah. Because Judah's right now have been removed. Every plan that they work against Judah, it works on Judah. Because he's been removed. He's been removed where? Not only physically out of his land, but he also been removed in the brain. He's been removed in the brain, see, Ray. And we're going to take a look at Judah, because Judah going to play a major role once he make a decision according to the book. Now, when Judah start making a decision according to the book, we're going to see what will come out of Judah's mouth. Let's see what it says in the 29th chapter, verse 35, Brother Micaiah. Talk about something about Judah and what do the word Judah stand for and Yahweh in Semitic. But what do it stand for when we look at the 29th chapter, verse 35 of Genesis? Come on. Genesis 29. Verse 35. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah, Israel? Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 29, verse 35 reads, verse 35, and she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise Yahweh. Therefore she called his name Judah, which is a polluted word for Yada, and left barren.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we're clear that the name is very important. You have to know your name and your role. Because every time the fourth son of Israel, his number one duty is, the reason he got that name is to praise the four letter man. And in second Ezra, the 14th chapter, Brother Micaiah, Let's see about this in 1 through 7. Let's look at some prophecy about Y'all got Judah. We want to look at some prophecy because we heard, like I said again, we heard the message in the beginning of the taping. And we clear that the world is getting us ready for the coming of the February month. We clear about that. The February month is only days away. And now to get us in that position where we can be prepared with that moan and groan mindset. We clear about that. So what we want to find out, what can we do to be on top of this thing and be prepared for it? We want to find out.
We're down to the River Jordan. Where John baptized 3. And I walked the devil in hell. Said Johnny baptized me. I say, go, Johnny, go. Go, Johnny, go. My soul arises, Lord, for the year, Johnny, go. Well, some say John was a Baptist, some say John was a Duke, but I say John was a preacher, cause my Bible says go do it. I say go, Jordan, go, go, Jordan, go. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year, Jordan, go. Hallelujah, go, Jordan, go. Go, Jordan, go.
Is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Hallelujah. But one thing about it, we clear that it's but Micaiah, you swing down to Zechariah chapter 4 and read what it says in verse 6. We clear about something we clear about. We understand everybody has role, but we clear about something that's written over in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. What are we clear about, Brother Micaiah Israel? What are we clear about? Come on.
Book of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. He said, it ain't going to happen that way. And then Zechariah chapter 13, 8 through 10 says what? And we clear about some things that we clear about. And Zechariah was a seer, and he was told some things to put in writing, and not many going to check out your writings, but it will be a group called the voices of the true Israelite, B-O-T-T-Y, they're going to examine everything. I'm going to put that spirit on that group called the Six Anointed Camps. And they're going to say something. And they're going to say something. But we clear about this too in 13, 8 through 10 of Zechariah. What are we clear about, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. Verse 8 reads, and it shall come to pass.
Yeah, take it on down to verse 10. You take it from 13, verse 8, 9, and 10. What does it say, Brother Micaiah?
It only goes to 9.
Okay, well, good. Well, give me what I can get there. Whatever I can get out of 13 chapter, verse 8, just read it down. Give me all I can get out of there. Come on.
All right. The book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8 and, through 9. Verse 8 reads, and it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Verse 9, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Yahweh is my Yahweh. Mm,
that's a good topic there. He said they will be tried. The 3, 6, 9, the number 9 will be tried. They got to be tried through the fire. And he said, when I get the fire on them real good, they will call on my name. And then I know who's who. So, but they got to be tried first. So he's saying a trying period got to be on the clock. You got to be tried first and see is you up or this cast right here. So he says a trying period. And that's what's going on right now. A trying period now. See, that's what's going on right now. To see would you be up or the cast to deal with this right here. So that's why you have to watch this book real carefully and see what do 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 there, Brother Micaiah say. Pick at verse 9 down to verse 12. Let's see what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Matter of fact, we might make it sound good. Pick it at verse 8. In 2 Thessalonians chapter, well, say 2, 8 to 12. Take it. From 8 down to verse 12, let's see what we can get out of that. We're going to see if we get a little precept out of this right here. We read that we clear that the Israelites is 3, 6, 9, 12. And 3, 6 have already given the goats. 9 got to be built up to understand now which way 9 going to go. Is it going to go back to the left and look for 3, 6 that's already gated up? Or would he go back and look for 12 that's drowning and need help? But first of all, number 9 got to be built up first. They got to be built up. 2 Thessalonians 2, and let's see exactly what's written that we can read. 8 down to verse 12, come on.
Book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 8 all the way down to 12. First they read, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and should destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9, even him, after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of they might be saved. Verse 11, and for this cause, Yahweh should send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm. So he says again, what did he say again in verse 8 there that we can read that what got to happen in verse number 8? What got to happen again out of Brother Micaiah, Israel? See, right, in verse 8, he said, this thing don't get to working until verse 8 is live and well. Now, what is verse 8 saying that's live and well? Come on.
The book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Oh, so he's saying it ain't nothing happening. It won't be nothing happening until you clear on who the wicked is. So don't look for no deliverance from you, from him, until you clear who the wicked is. And in Job 9:24, can you help me out with what it says in Job 9:24? They give you so many clues. But he said, until it's in your mind that you clear who the wicked is. And that wicked got to be clear in your mind who that wicked is. But you just got to call the way it is. So in 9:24, what do we say in the book of Issachar's boy? What Brother Job say?
Issachar's boy, Job 9:24. Verse 24 reads, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
He said the earth is given to the hand of the wicked. So they dropped a tidbit right there. He said, do you know right now? He said, now it's Issachar's boy telling you exactly the earth is in the hand of the wicked. And he said it's wicked covers the face of the earth. That's what he say. And he says, we pull that verse, and he said the wicked will be operating from prophecy. He said, now how will you know who the wicked is? The wicked will be operating from prophecy. That's what he said. So if the wicked covers the face of the earth, that means we got to go right into prophecy and find out by looking down in his book. He said, now we're not going to be delivered until the wicked be revealed. That we clear about the wicked. That's what he say. So now let's see if he can go back into prophecy and do a little peeping and see exactly by looking down in this book. Who is this wicked you're talking about that must be foully revealed? Let's run to Genesis 27. Brother Micaiah. We're going to Genesis 27, and what we're trying to find out is exactly, what are you talking about? See, we, you know, this ministry, matter of fact, I need to pull right out of that. What it says in 4 verse 9 of 1 Corinthians, give me 4 verse 9 to get warmed up, and hold that part, but yeah, give me 4 verse 9, and let me see, in 1 Corinthians 4, 9, can I get that on table there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of 1 Corinthians?
Yeah, can I get 4 verse 9 to get warmed up? I need to have a little 4 verse 9 on the table to get warmed up. What is it saying, okay. 4 verse 9 of 1 Corinthians?
All right, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, for I think that Yahweh has set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death, but we are made a spectacle unto the world, into ministering spirits, into men.
Uh-huh. He said, I think that what Yahweh did, he have made the six anointed council of bosses of the true Israelites to examine everything on the table and see what did work a minute and what will work. So this ministry is coming behind all of the big dignitaries that ever said about where to take you at and what to do. And we comes on now after we on heard everybody's story. We seen the ups and we seen the down, and it all come up sharp. So now this ministry was made last to bring out some things, you know, in today's time. Now, because he says, you're not going anywhere until you reveal the wicked, until you able to just soundly just understand what he's saying, the wicked. You must understand the wicked. Let's go to Malachi chapter 1:1 there, Brother Micaiah. But see, we have to walk this down because I heard the message earlier today, and I know they're getting you ready for February month. They're getting you ready to, you know, wipe your eyes and everything. But Yahweh is telling all the ones that came before the six anointed camps, it ain't nothing happening until you clear who is the wicked. And we got the first point of the wicked. He covers the face of the earth. We got that part clear. Now, we'll hold that point where I did say, let's go back and see the prophecy of that. Let's come back to Genesis 27 there, Bob McCoy. So where we did say, hold that off to the side just for a minute. I want to run back to Genesis 27. And we want to find out a little bit more about this right here. He said, ain't nothing happening until you clear how to just look directly at the wicked. You ain't got to confront, no, but you have to know that you're looking at the wicked on the pages of the book. You got to know this. Keep that in your mind. Let's come on back to Genesis chapter 27. Let's see what can we read. And we'll pick it around by verse number 34. We're going to Genesis chapter 27 and pick it around by verse 34. What is that?
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, picking up at verse 34. 34 reads, and when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. Verse 35, and he said, your brother came with subtlety and has taken away your blessing. Verse 36, and he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, you not reserved a blessing for me? Verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him your Yahweh, and all his brethren have I given to him for service. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto you, my son? Verse 38, and Esau said unto his father, has you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lift up his voice and weep. Verse 39, Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, your dwelling should be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by the sword should you live and should serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck.
Hey.
Verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then when I slay my brother Jacob. Verse 42.
That's good. That's good. Hold on. That's great. You're doing a whole lot of laying out some pretty good foundation there, Brother McKay. What did it say again in verse 40 again?
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 40. Verse 40 reads, and by the sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion that you shall break his yoke from off your neck.
Mm-hmm. Verse 39, he said, I'm going to tell you something, Esau, and your five sons to come. He said, now, the way you're going to live your life and your descendants, you're going to resolve everything by the sword. That's how you're going to live your life, Esau, and your five sons to come. He said, how you going to solve everything is by your sword. And what he said in verse 39?
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 39. Verse 39 reads, and Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, your dwelling should be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above.
He said, your families will, he said, now, I'm going to tell you that what's going to be with you and your descendants, you're going to have the fatness of the earth. So the fat part of the earth, wherever the earth is at, you will be having the best of it. Now come back to Job 9:24 one more time now, Brother Mackay. Job 9:24. See, you want to, now you take the verse 39, especially your six anointed counts. You take verse 39 and 40, and you hold it real tight. Then you precept the book back to 9:24. And you just look at these verses. Don't be looking at out of space. Look at your Bible and connect your books. And that one was reading earlier about you have to understand the truth of the matter. The truth of it is in the book. It's right here. But you got to connect them. Now, we're looking at verse 39 and 40 by going back to Issachar's boy in 9:24. What does it say about Issachar boy 9:24 of the book of Job? What does it say? Brother Mackay, what do it say is in the book of Job 9:24? What does it say, Brother Mackay, Israel?
Issachar's boy, Job, chapter 9, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covered the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
Mm-hmm. Now, coming back to 39 and 40 Genesis, why it's hot and heavy. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covered the face of the earth. If it's not him, then who is it? It connects to verse 39 and 40. Listen real good.
The book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 40. Verse 40 reads. 27. You say 39 Genesis or 27?
Oh, look at 27. 27. Verse 39 and 40. Catch it why it's hard and heavy there, Brother Mackay Israel. Catch it why it's hard and heavy. 27 chapter. Book, chapter 39 and 40. What does that say?
The book of Genesis. Chapter 27. Verses 39 and 40. Verse 39 reads. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, your dwelling should be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40, and by your sword shall you live and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion that you shall break his yoke from off your neck.
That's big talk right there. Now that's big talk. But remember, in the early part of the tape, the brother was talking to the sister about some things, and she just didn't catch it. But once he broke it down to her, and by having a good spirit, she caught it. So that's the same thing I'm trying to tell you, Steve Ray. You got to have a good spirit to catch some things. And that's what we're trying to tell you. You got to have a good spirit on you. And you got the good spirit to stay in the order of Yahuwah, that his ways is not going to change, whether we like it or not. His ways is not going to change. So, Mother E, we clear that his ways is not going to change. Although we be reading verses, but we just really cannot connect them together. Let's go to the Mother E. Let's run to Ezekiel 35. See, he was talking real good. She had the right spirit on her to once he asked her, oh, who you think it is. And we couldn't figure out, she couldn't just not figure out, well, you talking about the European white man? He said, no, I'm not talking about the European white man. But that's what she got out of it. Now imagine she got children. And that was read to her, and she'll tell her children, see what happened to the European white man and the white woman? They said, oh, see? And that's why we keep telling you men, you must become a Yahweh man that keep the Torah instruction in order. Because just as you think, she understands according to scripture, but once you break it down, she got it. Once you break it down, but you got to know it to break it down. And that was the case in point in the early part of that tape. So when the broadcast is redone back over tonight, go back and listen to that tape again and listen to her respond. But she had a great enough spirit on her once it was broke down to her. Now I see. And that's the key right there, see, right? That's the key. It's watch things from the pages of the book, which is given to you men, but the teacher better have what the book is saying. And then she'll catch it. But don't assume she got it until you teach it. Got it? Got Wally Land? Good. All right, Mother Eve, we're going to Ezekiel 35. We run to Ezekiel 35 because just as the world getting ready for the February month, but we got to get ready for what we do know by going on what we just got through hearing. Let's look at what it says in Ezekiel 35, Mother E. And we're going to look down at verse number 5, down to verse 9. Then we'll skip down to 12 to 15. It's the point we're going to take a look. It's a point in this. And we'll give you a hint to it. We're going to be swinging back to John 15. Maybe not tonight, but we're going to lay the foundation when we get back to John 3:16. We're going that way. But you've got to know a few more things that you can read. Mother E, 35, pick it up verse 5 down to verse 9, then skip down to 12 to 15. You're on the clock. Come out. Mother E? I've got a big delay, WCC. Why don't you keep on getting this big delay? Well, see, you know this is my radio station. Oh, okay. Well, we quiz your radio station. All right, Mother E, start again. Well, hold on. Let's start all over again. Let me get you back here because I was talking to the WCC and they let you know to tell old Sierra, be clear that it's my radio station, not yours. Okay, I got you. Now, let's run to Ezekiel chapter 35. Now, look at 5 through 9, and we'll skip down to 12, down to 15. Mother E, you and the clock, take your time and come out.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, verse 5 to 9, and 12 to 15. Verse 5, because thou hast had a perpetual haste, and have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquitous sin had an end. Verse 6. Therefore, as I live, said the Yahweh, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. Since thus has not hated blood again. Since thine has not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Verse 7. Thus will I make my seer most desolate, and cut off from it him that passes out and him that returns. Verse 8. And I will fill his mountain with his slain men, and thy hills and in their valleys, and in all their rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. Verse 9. I will make thee perpetuous, desolate, and they fitted shall not return, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh. Verse 12. And thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, they are laid desolate, they are given up to consume. Verse 13. Thus will your mouth, you have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Verse 14. Thus says the Yahweh, when the whole earth rejoices, I will make thee desolate. Verse 15. As thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the banner of Israel, because it was desolate, so will I do unto thee. Thus shall be desolate, O my seer, each on his five sons, and all are doomed, each on his sons. All are doomed, even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh.
That's big talk there, Mo. That's great, big talk there. So when you, Mother, when you read John 3:16, do that makes anybody ever just, what do John 3:16 say? I mean, when you, with the foundation that have been laid, even with the early part of the tape of play, when you read John 3:16, do that even, you just read it? What does it say in John 3:16 there, Mother? Mother, what did John 3:16 say?
John chapter 3, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son,
mm-hmm.
that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. So when we jump out and read that John 3:16, why can't we really see the foundation of John 3:16? Because we told you by reading that, by that tape played early part in the early part of the broadcast, that's the reason why. We can read that verse, but we're just reading that verse the way we've been dictated, because we told you earlier that it have been a manipulation placed on you. But until you see it through the eyes of your mate, but the eyes of your mate must be a Yahwali man that know the Torah instruction. You always going to be bumming around this thing, and Yahwah told you earlier, when we read in the book of Baruch, and we read in the Holy Three Children, all that good stuff right there. We're not going to be able to see it. Huh? Now, let's go. Now, Mother, let's go on. Mother Eve, let's run to Lamentation again. Let's pass Jeremiah. I want to get a verse on the table. I want to get a verse in Lamentation on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a verse there, Mother Eve. I want to get a verse on the table in Lamentation chapter 1. Let's pass Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. Repair Jeremiah. I just want to get my verse, one verse, verse number 3. What it says in verse number 3,
Lamentations chapter 1, verse 3. Yah God Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great She dwelleth among the nations. She findeth to the death to the Ethan pass on.
Well, just read what you said. No problem. There. But see, they gained great certitude. You know, they talked about that in the 1400s. Well, hold on. Let me get in there, mother. See, they talked about that in the 1400s. He said, I'm going to put them up. They, you know, potent niggas to build. He said, look here, I want some great certitude out these people right here. I really want you to make them a perpetual certitude. Is that what he said? I want to be perpetual certitude. But one people he really wants to stay that way. One people that we read now. Perpetuous great certitude, and it drills among the 17 nations. And what about them? And what about them? Give me a little bit more in verse 3. And what about them?
She dwells among the nations. She findeth no rest. All her persecution overtook her between this.
The strength, yes. So everybody, they always got something. They always working on something with this one people. This one people, the world works on this one people. The world just works on this one people. What is that in verse 5 about this one people?
Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemy is prosperous. For the Yahweh has afflicted her. For the multitude of her transgressions, her children are gone into captivity before the enemy.
Ain't that something? So you see, and I see that's big talk. Now, what we saying? You see how this book got all of this great talk? It got all the what's gonna happen to you in advance and before it happens, and we still trying to figure out what's happening. And all of it is laid out. What's happening, when it happened, how it happened, everything. But what it says in the 13th chapter, let's go and get some prophecy on it, Mother Eve. And Mother D of Israel, I mean, Malachi 1:1, waiting on it. 1:1 down to verse 4. Now, let's go and just fast forward this thing to prophecy. See, this Bible got, you can fast forward this and see something in the 13th chapter of Revelation, verse 8 down to verse 10. Can you help me out there, Mother E? What it says when we fast forward the Bible all the way over to the right hand to the 13th chapter, and we'll pick it around by verse 8. Let's talk about it from 8, 9, and 10. What it says in the 13th chapter of Revelation, End Time Prophecy, 13, verse 8, 9, and 10. What did it say there, Mother E?
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the fountain from the foundation of the world. Verse 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. Verse 10, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kill with the sword must kill with the sword, must be killed with the sword. Here is patience and the covenant of the saints.
That big topic. Now, Mother, that big topic there, But he let you know in verse 8. He said something real powerful in verse 8. And I just want to hear it again. And those of the six of Northern camp, I know we got it, but got to be prepared to tell others that something is written in verse 8. It's very important. What is written in verse 8 there, Mother? Mother, what's written in verse 8?
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose name is not written in the book.
You see that? It's all that dwell on the earth will worship him. So we do that make that John 3:16. Do you get any suspicious about the John 3:16? It says whosoever, but you got to be clear about the whosoever. But I know you'll say, well, whosoever mean any of them, so long we call on him, we can get in too. But when you start just piling the scriptures up, doing a little bit here, a little bit there, it tells a total different picture. That's what he's saying. So, Mother D.F. Israel, we'll run over to the book of Malachi. Now, we're going to, now, I don't know who all can see my screen, but I guess my screen is private from me. And they let me know you're pushing this here. You might be cut off in a given minute because you drawing a picture that we don't like. Well, it's not one thing I'm drawing a picture that you don't like, WCC. No. Now, just again, when we come on the airway, we come just to teach the Bible the way he give it to us. And that's what we're going to do, teach the Bible the way he give it to us. That's what we're going to do. So, Mother D.F. Israel, we want to take a look at something. And Mother D.F. Israel, we want to take a look at something that's written. See, you know, a lot of times you want to just rush in and just go, no, I don't want it. Sometimes you got to just walk it down a little bit. Just walk it down. People just going to walk it down. And we know. Let's look at Malachi 1:1 down to verse 4. Mother D.F. Israel. Malachi chapter 1:1, 2, 3, 4. What does it say?
Malachi chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1 reads, the burden of the word of Yahuwah to Israel by Malachi. Verse 2, I have loved you, says Yahuwah, yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says Yahuwah, yet I loved Jacob. Verse 3, and I hated Esau and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4. Whereas Edom, Esau said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus says Yahuwah of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the borders of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahuwah has indignation forever.
That Yahuwah got a so that John 3:16 it got to be a little bit more to that John 3:16 because we just read by the mouth of the seer that he got a indignation with a people called Esau and his five sons forever. Yeah. And I know what the word ever. And we read a verse says, and they will not be written in the book. We read that in 13 verse 8. So when you go to Malachi 3 and look at 16 through 18, but see, that's what we keep saying, that because if you is not connected with a Yahwali man to break down what you read, you will never be, and just like that, that was very important what was read earlier. I know, but one thing about her spirit she had, once she was, with all her education, said, it sounded like a European white man. So, no, sister, that's what you got out of that? Yes. No, we talk about you and me. But she had a good enough spirit to recognize, and that's why it's telling you in this book that you have to know your position. And once you get in your position, then you get strengthened in your position, then all these things you've been received, all the strategies that have been put on you and how you got into it, and then you be quick how to get out of it. And then guess what? Then I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I got to pull a rabbit out of here. I don't know where we at, mother, but I got to pull a rabbit out of here. I'm going to be up this way. He said, yeah, it sounds pretty good. But show them what's going to happen if they get in order. If they get in order, show them what I got written in my books here. Okay. Son of Zechariah chapter 9 there, mother. We're going to 9th chapter, and we're going to see the whole gaggle of things unfold. But it's right here written in verse 13 and 14. Everything is written how it's going to be and when it's going to happen. It's going to be right here written in the 9th chapter, verse 13 and 14. Every major prayer will be right here. And let's pull it out. Yeah, we're going to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. Then we'll skip down to, now let me expound on 13 and 14 for a minute or two. Then we'll get down to 16 and 17, but I want to just expound on everything is, you know, you remember in the 23rd chapter, verse 40 of the book of Jasper, he took his arms out there in his right-hand man, and he said in 23:40, he said, Isaac, hey, what you see? He said, I see a big black man with his feet hanging out the cloud. Oh, pretty good, Isaac, my son. He said, my right-hand man, Eliezer, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing but some mountains. He said, happy dog on. Okay. No problem. Mr. Quran, man, my son, Ishmael, he said, what you see? He said, I see the same thing your right hand, man, see numbers of a bunch of clouds. He said, y'all just stay back with the ass. And that's the point we make it. 6 million accounts. We got to get in position to be able to hear what they saying, but don't take, because they reading it, they know what they read, because they do not know what they read. I don't even read it, because the spirit is not given to the world to know this. And we are the voices of the truth of the light in 1 Corinthians 4:9. We was to come last to show you and soundly put this in place. You remember when Mother E read that verse in 13 verse 8? That was a big verse she read. Matter of fact, read that again for a while. We'll get ready to read. Hold that point, that mother dear Israel. Read that verse again in Revelation 13, verse 8, one more time. That was a big verse right there. That was a big old verse. And looking at John 3:16, that's a big old verse. What it says in End Time Prophecy 13, verse 8, what it say?
Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Yeah. Now go to Malachi 3:16-18. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why you have to make sure, especially in a relationship, that the man you with is a Yahwali man. Because you, if you just let, they have all the degrees. They won't just read. They read that verse all day long and don't know a clue what that said. But the Doc Wiley man, there, he said, okay, you read that? Yes. Now this is what he really saying. And they'll say, okay. I didn't see it. We know you didn't see it that way, but now you got it. Game. And that's the game changer right there. That means that the strategy they started putting on you, it'll come to the deceit. Can't put on you no more. Once you get in order with Yahweh, then Yahweh going to be something. We get ready to read shortly. After we read whatever mother getting ready to read, come on.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 15.
16.
And now, 3:15.
Mm-hmm. 16 down to verse
18. Oh, Malachi 3:16-18. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that fear Yahweh spoke often one to another, and Yahweh listened, hearkened, and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name. Verse 17. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own sons and daughters that serve him. Verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serve Yahweh and him that serve him not.
Mm-hmm. Read that verse again. You mean you have some discernment to know what? Well, what is discernment you will have again in that verse 18? Listen to that. That's a big verse too. Look at the discernment you will have. You will know what in verse 18?
Malachi 3:18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served Yahweh and him that served him not.
You be able to discern between the righteous and the wicked without even raising your head up. Or you be read out of that book, you be able to discern between the righteous. Huh? You be able to discern between the righteous. What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean in 119, 142, 144 of the book of Psalms? He said you would be able to discern between who is the righteous and who is the wicked. You have it so plain that if you in order about the Almighty, that you said, my, you mean I just didn't. What did it say? Let's read it.
Psalms 119, 142 and 144.
Yes, ma'am. What did that say? We want to look at the righteous first. Mm-hmm. What did it say?
Psalms 119, 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instruction is the truth.
144.
The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Mm-hmm. The righteousness is a testimony. That means the righteousness is the covenant. That's what it means. The righteousness is the covenant. And that'll get you understanding. If you understand this. Now, let's run back to the ninth chapter. If you understand this, once you understand the covenant and you know the difference between the righteous and the wicked, that means you know the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
That's big talk right there. That's big talk. Now, in the 13th, in the ninth chapter, look what's written in this book in the ninth chapter, verse 13 Let's read one verse at a time. And let me expound on 13. Verse 13. Look what's written in the 13th chapter, the 9th chapter, verse 13 of Zechariah. You talk to old seer. He said, look, old seer, put this down in my book. But I don't want to go and decipher this. It's the 69 accounts of bosses over to Israelites. The world will just read it. But watch what it's decided to you. What it's saying. Verse 13.
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 13. When I had bent Yahdah Judah for me, filled the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Yahdah Judah, against your sons, O Grecia, and made you as the sword of a mighty man.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Hey, what's that supposed to mean? Look at WCJ. What you saying? Seer, I don't even know what that means. I know you don't know what it means. We clear you don't know what it means. But I'll tell you one thing, since you listen, but this ministry ain't for you, it's for the fixing on the camp. We know you don't know what it means. I'll break it down for those that already know. I know you don't know what it means. Now, in the 13th chapter, he says, this is when it's going to happen. He said, when I bend Yahdah Judah for me. See, Yahdah Judah got to be bent. He got to be all that stuff in his head. He got to be, when I bend him for me, just clean out all that garbage out of his head. Got on Judah, back on his feet. Once I bend Judah for me, you the man just said, I got to bend Judah for me. Tell him Zechariah now what he said next. And fill the bowl of the 10 northern tribes called Ephraim. He said, I got to get them to understand you got to go back to Judah, 10 northern tribes, and get filled with this understanding. That's what you got to do, 10 northern tribes. And raise up thy sons. What? Now, what thy sons? Judah and Ephraim. Southern kingdom, northern kingdom. Once I put them two back on their feet and raise up the thy sons, Yahdah Judah, under the Zion. They ain't gonna tell you what you're gonna be raised up to do. See, you gotta understand, you will be raised up to do something. Now watch this. Against the sons of Esau and his five sons right there. You will be raised up to go heads up against Esau and his five sons. Translated today as the white man and the white woman. All that's the code right there. So when we get you on your feet, you'll be raised up to go heads up with the white man and the white woman called Grecian. And what are you going to do? And make thou as a sword of a mighty man. You see that? He's going to make your sword as a mighty man. And you know the sword that he's going to make as a mighty man with you? You got the precept of Bible. Tonight, don't think it's something in the kitchen cabinet or on your side. The sword he's going to put on you, we got to go read it. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 there. The sword. He says the sword, you got to get your sword right. 6 and 9 camps. So now, but you got a precept there to find out what he's talking about. And the only way you can do that, you got a precept your Bible to the 6th chapter or the book called Ephesians. We're going to see what that sword is that you got to get ready. We're going to the 6th chapter and pick it up around by verse number 17. Let's see what it says in 6:17. What sword that we're going to have that we can read in 6:17? Ephesians 6:17. Bring it, Mother. Be up, Israel.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahuwah.
Hey, Dad. You see, that's all you got to do is to understand his word, and not only understand his word, you have to be a Romans 2:13, Mother Dear of Israel. You have to be a Romans chapter 13. Not only you have to take up this sword, which is word, but you have to be a Romans 2:13. What does it say there, Mother Dear of Israel?
Romans 2:13. For not the hearers of the Torah instructions are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
See, you just can't be a hearer of the word Yahweh. You're going to have to be a doer of the word of Yahweh. Now, James in 1:25, what he says in 22 and 23? What he says in James chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 23? What do he say, Mother D.F. Israel?
James chapter 1, verse 22 and 23.
What did he say?
Okay. Let me put that. James chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 23. But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he or she is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
So you just can't be a hearer of this word. You got to present yourself and be a doer of this word. Or you just playing with yourself. That's what he's saying. He said, listen, all you're doing is playing with yourself. He says, all you're doing is just playing with yourself by being a hearer of the word. Oh, I hear the message. But you leave out the part of being a doer of the word. Because you leave out that part, he says, all you're doing is hearing what I'm saying, but you're not a doer of what I'm saying. And he said, you is just playing with yourself. That's what he's saying. Now, you know, if you play with yourself, and somebody see you on the bus or whatever, they'll get in contact with the bus driver and say, we got somebody playing with yourself back there. So we got to call a man in. That would happen. See, you don't play with yourself. And that's what you're doing when you're just hearing the word and not doing. That's what Yahweh was telling you. So now, if you got that spirit just by just hearing the word, and you're not doing the word, he's really, just really playing with yourself. He says, that's on you. Let's get one more in that, Mother. Let's run back and get one more verse in that. Then we'll go back to Brother Mackay and we'll bring our elder in and get his closing remarks. Now let's run back to that Zechariah. I want to get one more verse in on that Zechariah. That's very important. That's some big verses there. In that 9th chapter, so now we clear that once Southern Kingdom, back on that kingdom, they get Northern Kingdom to follow them with and close that fat now and just follow.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Yahweh said he's going to do. Now, once all that in place, now he's going to tell you what he's going to do in verse 14. Now, see, this is how you paint the picture. Now, he's going to tell you what he's going to do once all this in place right here. Then, I'll show you what Yahweh said he's going to do in verse 14. What do you say he's going to do?
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 14. And Yahweh shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning. And Yahweh shall blow the trumpet and shall go with whirlwinds of the south.
You see what you're going to do? He said, now once you got your thing down pat, you know the order thing, then Yahweh is going to step up and be seen over you. Yeah. And once he's saying that, he's going to blow that trumpet. And that trumpet he's going to blow, you can go over there and, in the book of Isaiah and read what that trumpet is all about. It's all evident. See, the picture's painted plainly, but it ain't going to work until you're in order. That's why the Yahweh man, if you plan on being with anybody, it must be order in there. What kind of order? The Bible order. Yahweh is not going to be seen over unless the order there. When the order there, he'll be seen over you. If you're in chaos, in order you haven't rehearsed the righteous act because you depend on your better ad because they smarter than you in worldly books, no. That don't mean you understand the Bible. The Bible is a total different situation. The only way you understand the Bible, a Yahweh man must teach you. And you must obey when it's read to you because you will see it plain. And that same thing we played in that early piece of tape in the beginning of the broadcast, why a professor of education, she was listening and didn't understand Jack until it broke down. So you know what that means, don't you? Don't take for granted that she knows. No. But once you show her, she got it. It's been right. All right, that's excellent. So we're going to, that's good enough for right now. And that's excellent letting out that mother. We're going to find Mother Zeke, or Mother Zeke said, I want to address this national audience. Cause I got something to say to the national audience. So we're going to find Mother Z. She said, now, Mother Z is one of the mothers out of Camp One, and she want to address this national audience. Can we tell you something? We come humble enough to show you what this book is saying. Would you hear? Because it's to your advantage to hear what the mother just made to bring to you come out of Camp One. I'll do it with mothers in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So right now, we're talking about Mother Z. She could address the national audience with me here. Let's see. Mother Z, child of Yahweh God Judah, Yahweh vision of thee right.
Yahweh bless and keep you. See you, Israel, of royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. What can we do, no, Mother? The stage is set. And our problem is, we have to be more focused in on the order of things. So we know the Almighty got a message and gave you to tell them. So we just going to run back and fix some herbal tea. And the whole flow is yours. Just take your time and put on the table what's given to you to give to the national audience. You know the clock come out.
I would just like to read for the national audience. Some of Psalms 25, and I'm going to read down to, I don't know, but I'm going to read some of it. Psalms 25, starting at verse 1. Unto thee, O Yahweh, do I lift up my soul, myself. 2, O my Yahweh, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies trample over me. Verse 3. Yea, let none that thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Verse 4. Show me the way, O Yahweh. Teach me the path. Verse 5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thus far the Yahweh of my salvation. On you do I wait all the days. Verse 6. Remember, O Yahweh, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for thus has been even of old. Verse 7. Remember not the sins of my young, neither the transgression according to thy mercy. Remember thus me for thy goodness sake, O Yahweh. Verse 8. Good and uprighteous is the Yahweh. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Verse 9. The meek will he guide in nourishment, and the meek will he teach his ways. Verse 10. All the paths of the Yahweh are mercy and tender unto such as keeping his covenant and his testimony covenant. Verse 11. For thy name's sake, O Yahweh, my iniquity, for it is great. Verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Yahweh? He shall he teach in his way, in the way that he shall choose. Verse 13. His soul shall dwell in Eden, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Verse 14. The secret of the Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Verse 15. My eyes are even towards the Yahweh, but he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Verse 16. Turn you unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate. That is just meaning that we need to put our trust in Yahweh, and we need to pray for Yahweh to guide and lead us and teach us, because, you know, and we know that Yahweh have people down here to teach us, but all of it is dear to and from Yahweh, because there's nothing doing unless Yahweh do it. And I would just like to end up with the national orders and say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's, like I said again, he letting you know that he's a order, Yahweh. And his son followed the order of his father. So he letting you know that regardless, unless he made a mistake. And one thing be clear, that he haven't made a mistake. If you're not in order, he would not be saying over you or your family unless the order of the Bible is there. So that's simply the way it is, right? The order must be in place for Yahweh to be seen to open you. Okay, how much education you got? If the order do not line up with the Bible, You out here on a crapshoot. You on your own, according to the Bible. We're going to bring our elder in. He'll give you his closing statements. And before he get ready to go on the pal talk, and any questions or comments on pal talk, you go over there, and the elder, he will ask you, why don't you? No, I don't do no talking on pal talk. I'll take notes. The elder got it. And, you know, he can do it. No problem. Bring our elder back in now, WCC. We'll bring the elder back in. They'll give you the closing remarks on take number 48. Elder's tips, you in the clock, come out.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast. And I guess thus far you can see what we mean when we say we do teachings that no other ministry can do around the world. Because when you listen to the words that's spoken from the Bible, from the voices of the true Israelites, it's giving you what you call first touch and first reason. Because we definitely bring out the word as it truly should be spoken. Because we know we can hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. I've said this many times before. But we generally make all this misunderstanding possible. So this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcasts of Yahweh's ministry. that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the books, and keeping the Sabbath days. And this is done because you have not. This is information that you have sought for, and you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, and the current time is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under Big Lion, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us all who reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, all you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, by the way, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. Now, we also have a few phone numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call or leave a message on the scriptures that you have questions on that can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any choice of your 12 programs on DVD. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Just choose the program you will late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as you probably all well may know, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. On Paltalk there, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. But if broad talk ends before teaching time, Our teaching will continue on Palatalk. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, as I've said many times in the past and in the present, when you're trying to learn the words of Yahweh and you want them to manifest your memory of him, do not try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. We are taught to rehearse the righteous act to remember the words of Yahweh. So we can continue to do that. I'll pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That was excellent again. And like I said, we look forward to hearing you all, those that want to come in that room and discuss a few things, but we're just going to get ready to start closing this out. Because time do fly when you're having fun, according to what you mean. Only one having fun is you. What you mean, only one having fun is me, WCC? No, we're the sitting on the couch. We just come to do his will, and that's it. And we know it's a question you got on the table, but we'll get back on him maybe tomorrow. I see it. But we have to stay in the spirit of Yahweh on anything we do, so we're going back to Brother Micaiah to be get back in the spirit of Yahweh. So one thing about it, see right here, once we recognize some things, once we recognize, for example, what is written in Brother Micaiah in the 13th chapter, verse 4, then skip down to verse 9, down to verse 15. See, once we clear, remember, keep that John 3:16. We're gonna be in and out of John 3:16 all over for the next 2-3 days. Because that John 3:16 is very missed, and the only one going to be able to break it down soundly will be the six anointed camps called Voices of the Jewish Life. Now, in court case in point, John 3:16 on the table. But then we're going to go and see what the seer got written in the 13th chapter, verse 4, that was told by the Almighty, 9 through verse 15. And then after we hit that, they're going to tell you something in the 11th chapter, verse 21 of Proverbs. So now when you put the 11th chapter, verse 21 with Proverbs, along with that, and remember John 3:16, it should make you think. But if you don't get the proper guidance, you're going to think wrong. But once you get the proper guidance, they break it down. You say, oh, okay, there it is. Case in point. But my guy, let's go to the 13th chapter, pick verse 4, 9 to 15 of the book of Isaiah, the prophecy. What does it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 4, picking down to 9 through 15. Verse 4 reads, the noise of a multitude in the mountain, like as of a great people,
a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. Yahweh's host mustered the host of the battle. Verse 9. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land of desolate. And he should destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Verse 10, for the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Verse 11, and I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their sin, and I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Verse 12, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Verse 13, therefore I will shake the heaven, and the earth shall remove out of her place, in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Verse 14, and it shall be as the chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. they shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. Verse 15. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them by the sword.
Who was it down in verse 9 and 11? He's in all the ones that, before you read that 11:21 of Proverbs, this is what he said to Isaiah to put in the book. He said, Isaiah, just put this in the book. Ain't nobody going to break it down, but the six anointed counts of voices of a children like, but you just put it in there because you have done your job. What does it say in verse 9 and 11?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 9 and verse 11. Verse 9 reads, Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, cruel both, with the wrath of the fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Verse 11, And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their sin, and I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible.
He gonna punish the sinners,
mm-hmm.
And he gonna punish the wicked. So you see,
mm-hmm.
Now you see what he said. Now you gotta examine yourself. He said, now, I'm gonna punish the sinners, and I'm gonna punish the wicked. Hear the man said. Now, this was pulled from Proverbs and Amos. Go to Proverbs and see what he says. Now, you hear the man saying, but he know that the one that he gave his word know that the answer did not lie in that verse. He knew that answer lies somewhere in the precept. What it says in 11:21.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 21. Verse 21 reads, Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
Here he said, although hand join in hand, the wicked will not be left unpunished. He said, I don't care how many rainbow coalition get together and how they want to start changing their attitude. He said, look here, I don't care how it goes. What's on the clock is on the clock. Is the man just said? Now we're going to precept that. He said, the wicked would not be unpunished. So when you read John 3:16, you got to really understand, you must be guided to understand that it's only a precept to get a false pretense on those that read it the way they see it. But the ones with the knowledge will tell you, you know what that really means, back this way, and the wicked would not be left unpunished. Yes, see, right? Wicked would not. Now, if you precept that to the 29th chapter of Proverbs, and you just throw it on the table, verse 1 and 2. See, he knew that you won't know how to precept the book because you'll be up on a proper guidance. Because if you read like a novel, you'll be stuck there. But if you're on the right ministry, as a fixing on the camp, you'll know to go to the 29th chapter of Proverbs, verse 1 and 2. What does it say in 29, 1 and 2?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, He that being often reproved, hardened his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Verse 2, When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn.
Now, when the righteous is in authority, the people rejoice. Shoes. You go in the store now, a person look at you, don't see you back 6 feet, he gets excited. Hey, get back. You ain't 6 feet away from me. So you know one thing, the righteous, you're not rejoicing but behind that, right? Is that right?
Wonderful.
So you clear about that. So you know the righteous is not in authority. That means the wicked is in authority right now. Because the people is mourning. You know they mourning. you know what's going on, but he made a profound statement about these, although you join hand in hand, but he got something written that we can read, but he tell me something. He said, now, although you join hand in hand with the wicked, but you're not going to be left unpunished. So now you got to precept that to the book of Amos, chapter 9, 9, and 10. And look what the man's saying. Look what he's saying here. Now, you won't know what kind of punishment you're going to get. You got to precept your Bible and see it. That's why you must be in a ministry that'll show you the answer. It's not on where it's there. It's over in Amos 9, 9, and 10. What did it say?
The book of Amos, chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. Verse 9 reads, for lo, I will command, and I will stiff the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is stiff in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Verse 10, all the sinners of my people should die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
Yeah, man, just read. So you see, although they reading it way over there about I'm gonna punish, you need, and then you all regret when you preach up your Bible. You let you know, although you join hand in hand with the wicked, you're not gonna be left unpunished. Then you precept the Bible way over here and tell you exactly the wicked must be somebody that's opposite of Israel. Because you know why we read that? We just read it in verse 10. Read again in 9, verse 10. Listen what it says in 9, verse 10 of the book of Amos. Amos 9, 10 says what?
The book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, for lo, I will command, and I will stiff the family of Israel among all nations, like as corn is stiff in a seed. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Verse 10, all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. Evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
He said, all the evils of my people's going to die. If you hang around the wicked, I'm going to get the wicked. He said, now I'm telling you something, Israelites, the 12 tribes. If you hanging around the wicked and you sinning with the wicked, he just tell you that you're going to die. For that punishment is a death. But you see, you didn't get it there, you got it there. And he said, now if you continue with it, in the 8th chapter, verse 36, look what it says in Proverbs. Look what he told Solomon to write. He said, Solomon, aren't you the wisest man ever made? He said, yeah. Well, did you put down what you put down, Solomon? I see what Solomon put down. He wrote something in his book in the 8th chapter, verse 36. Look what he wrote in this book. Right there in this book. Plain. About the same subject matter we own. 8:36.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Verse 36 reads, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
What did you got to read?
Book of Proverbs 6 reads, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own body. All they that hate me love death.
Hear the man just said it. So the price that you got to pay, if you keep sinning against him, you love death. And what is that? In the closing statement of Brother Micaiah and 1 John 3, 3, 4, and verse 8. Let's see exactly what is he saying. He said, now if you keep sinning against him, he said, you got to love for death to come. Now, we're going to find out exactly what you're working with according to the Bible by precepting the Bible. 1 John 3, 3, 4, and verse 8 in the closing statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 3, 4, and 8. Verse 3 reads, and every man that hath his hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4, whosoever committed sin transgresses also the Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instructions, the first five books of the Bible. Verse 8, he that committed sin is the devil, for that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Read that verse again. Read it again.
Okay. Verse 8.
Yes, verse 8.
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Yahuwah was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Oh, so when you sin against Yahuwah, according to verse 8, what are you of? Brother Mackay, in the closing statement. What are you of, according to verse 8, in the closing statement?
The devil.
It is in verse 8. So you look at him there. If you sin against Yahuwah, he said you love death, and you are the devil. That's what he said right there in verse 8. See that?
Yep.
See when you teach your Bible, what you get out of it? Brother Mackay, until we get back on tomorrow, closing statement, you on the clock, come on.
Yahuwah bless you. See the family is right here. I want to thank Yahuwah for another blessed day. Another blessed day to hear the word of Yahuwah. I want to thank Yahuwah for my wife and my daughter. Thank you, Yahuwah, for giving us the spirit of the family is right here to teach his word. I want to just close it out with the book of Psalms 78, verse 1. Give ear, O my people, Israel, to my Torah instruction. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. That's Brother Micaiah Israel C. Ray. And we'll be back on the airways again tomorrow, same time, about 6 p.m. And one thing about C. Ray, we come to do one thing, let you understand one thing. You got a wicked and a righteous. And if you righteous and you join in with the wicked, that gonna make you wicked. And matter of fact, Mother E, look what it says in 3:17-21 of Ezekiel, Mother E. Let's see what it says in a closing statement. Let's run down to my time and look at the book called Ezekiel. And look what it got written in 3:17 down to verse 21. What's written there, Mother E, in the closing statement? Come out. Let's see what's going on with Mother E. Mother E, let's see if we can get Mother E to come in and take a look at the verse there, Mother E. Take a look at this verse right here. I forgot what I just said. I guess you got it, Mother E. Bring that verse, whatever I just said, don't get away from me because I was ran back on it. But you on the clock there, Mother E? Come on. Mother E, you on the clock? Well, let's see. What you saying, WCC? Okay. Coming to the microphone. Okay. All right, Mother E, we waiting on you to come to the microphone and give us whatever we did say in them last verses. You don't slip my mind what we said.
I didn't get what you give me because my phone cut off.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, but I forgot. I mean, it's my phone what I said.
Ezekiel
3:17-21. Thank you, that Mother Z. That's right. Yeah, that's what I like. Ezekiel 3:17-21 and a closing statement. Let's see what it says in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 down to verse 21. What does it say there, our Mother E, in a closing statement? Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 17 to 21. Let me get that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah. Ezekiel.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, now verse 21. Let's see what that say there, Mother E.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 to 21.
Uh-huh.
Verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the family of Israel. Therefore hear the words of my mouth, and give them warning from me. Verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man or woman shall die in that in his sin. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Verse 19. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wicked way, wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thyself. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man who turns from his righteousness and commits sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He will die in his sin, and his righteousness which he had done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Verse 21. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that he the righteousness sin not, and he do not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned also. Thou hast delivered thy soul. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So what he's saying? He's saying that, listen, if you be in his word 20, 30, 40, 50 years, but all of a sudden you just all of a sudden get a brain reversal, and you step out of this man's business, everything you did for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, he gonna say, I don't remember nothing you did. It's how I catch you when I check you down. So remember, whatever credit you have built up for the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, it's how Yahweh catch you when he shut you down. So if you're about Yahweh's business when he shut you down, and you mess around, make a switch, and you start dragging your feet and dust as Yahweh by drawing back, you ain't got nothing coming. All that you and did, you ain't got nothing coming when you draw back from Yahweh. It's how he catch you when he catch you down. That's why every time we come on the network, we give it all we got, which could be our last. I want to make sure you remember me giving all that we got. That could be my last. All right there, Mother E. Close thing until we get back at it tomorrow. You and the clock come out.
Okay. I'm going to read this Psalm 87. His foundation is in the righteous mountain. The Yahweh loves the great of Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, more than all the dwellings of Israel. Jacob. Verse 3. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of Yahweh's love. Verse 4. I will make mention of Re'el and Babylon to them that knoweth me. Behold, the Peloton and Tyree will even this man was born there. Verse 5. And thine to the city of David is it shall be said this and that man was born in her, and the High himself shall establish her. Verse 6, the Yahweh shall count when he riseth up the people. Man was born there. Verse 7, as well the singer as the player on instrument shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Moses come out of camp one. So one thing about it, see, Roy, become humble. And letting you know, see, listen, I don't care how many years you are mounted up in this word, it's when Yahweh shuts you down. Would you be in the word or head to the word when he shuts you down? That's the speech, see, right here. How you going to be when the Almighty shuts you down? Because you know we got something written, Mother D, up Israel, 7 verse 6, or the book of St. John, Mother D up Israel. He got something written in his book. It's not the point about how many years you've been in the Word, but look at the man saying in 7 verse 6 of St. John, Mother D up Israel, come on.
St. John chapter 7 verse 6, then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
He said, see, your time is always ready. So don't mess around getting a brain fog and you forget that you got to be striving every time you're on the clock and just say it's Yahweh. Let's get a case in point by going to Ezekiel 33, Mother of Israel. Let's get a case in point. Remember, everything got a case in point. So that only works in the world that you got seniority to get things and seniority for the world. But Yahweh do not go with the seniority. It's how he kept you on that hour. If you ain't right, everything that you backed away from to be not remembered the way he kept you. That's why I give it all you got in Yahweh. Every chance you get, give it all you got. Let's go to Ezekiel 33 and let's read a little bit. Let's pick up the verse number 1, down to verse 3, then we'll get down to verse number 8, down to verse 11. Let's see what he says in Ezekiel 33, 8 down to verse 11. What did it say there, Mother D of Israel? Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1-3, and skip to verse 8-11, verses 1. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 2, son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, verses 3, if when he sees the sword comes upon the land, he bloweth the trumpet and warn the people. Verse 8, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man or woman, thou shalt surely die. If thou doest not speak to warn the wicked from their the wicked from his way, that wicked man or woman shall die in their sin. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Verse 9. Nevertheless, if thou warnest the wicked of their wicked of their way to turn from it, if he do not turn from their way, he or she shall die in their sins, but thou hast delivered your soul. Verse 10, therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the family of Israel, thus you speak, saying, if our sins, transgression, and our sins be upon us, and we hand away in them, how shall we then live? Verses 10, 11. Say unto them, as I live, says Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his or her way and live. Turn you from your evil way, for why will you die, O family of Israel?
You hear the man saying? He's pleading with you. Let's precept that back to the 18th chapter, the same book of Ezekiel. He's pleading with you. He says, turn from your wicked ways and do that Torah instruction. He said, I'm telling you, turn to you before I kill you. That's what he's saying. In 18th chapter, let's look at verse 24. We're going 24 down to verse 20 to 31, to 32. And we'll close out with this. Let's go to the 18th chapter and pick it up, verse 24 to 32 in the closing statement. He said, listen, he said, turn with your wicked self, O Israel, before I kill you. I'm going to kill you. Now, he begin a precept right now. This is what he says in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 24 to 32 in the closing statement, Mother D of Israel, come on.
Ezekiel 18, verses 24 to 32, verse 24. But when the righteous turn away from his or her righteousness and commit sin and do it according to all the abomination that the wicked man or woman do, shall he or she live? All his or her righteousness that he or she has done shall not be mentioned in his or her sins that he or she has trespassed, and in his or her sins that he or she has sinned, in them shall he or she die. 25. Yet you say, the way of Yahweh is not equal. Hear now, O family of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? 26. When a righteous man or woman turn away from their righteousness and commit sins and die in them, for he or she sin that he or she has done, shall he or she die? 27. Again, when the wicked man or woman turn away from his or her wickedness that he or she has committed and doeth that which is tolerable and right, he or she shall save his or her life, soul alive. 28, because he considers and turns away from all his sins that he or she has committed, he or she shall surely live. He or she shall not die. 29. Yet say the family of Israel, the way of Yahweh is not equal. O family of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Verse 30. Therefore, I will judge you, O family of Israel, everyone according to their ways, says Yahweh. Repent and turn yourselves from all your sins, so sins shall not be your ruin. 31. Cast away from you all your sins whereby you have sinned, and made you a new mind and a new spirit. For why will you die, O family of Israel? 32. For I have no pleasure in the death of him or her that dies, says Yahweh. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live you.
Amen. You know, I ain't got no pleasure in killing, but I'm going to kill you. My precept that death to 6:23 of Proverbs, of Romans. He says, I ain't got no pleasure in killing. You think I want to kill you? No. It's reading the Bible's book. I'm going to kill you. If you're not keeping my Torah instructions, you're not keeping them, got no fringes on you, you're not keeping Dust and Yahweh the feast day, I'm going to kill you. That's all I'm saying. He's saying, the price you're going to pay is ready in 6:23. What is it saying in 6:23? You heard the man saying? He said, well, your ways ain't equal. He said, no, your ways ain't equal. I gave you all this word and you half stepping through this word. Your ways is not equal. That's what he say to you. What is he saying in 6:23?
Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
The price you're going to pay is death. Matter of fact, let me tell you in 8:31 and 39 in the closing statement. We'll catch you in out of tomorrow. See, in Romans chapter 8:31-39 in the closing statement there, Mother E. And we'll catch everybody, Mother E, Mother Z, and Mother D of Israel. Catch everybody tomorrow again at 6 p.m. But look what he says in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and 39, and the close statement. I'm through talking. It's all yours, Mother E, Mother D of Israel. Come on.
Romans 8, 31 and 39.
All the way down to 39. Straight on down.
Oh, 239? I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Romans 8:31.
You start reading at 8:31. Come on down a little bit.
All right. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? 32. He that spares not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? If it is Yahweh that justifies. 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Yahweh the Son that died, yet rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also make intercession for us. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or perils or sword? 36. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor ministering spirits, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in Yahweh the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Excellent. Well, and take your time, Mother D.F. Israel. That was excellent reading. You made it plain. Take your time and put your clothes in there, and we'll get back with everybody tomorrow. Take your time and come out.
Okay, I want to do something from Genesis 27, chapter 27. I want to read 28-29. Therefore, Yahweh giveth thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenteous of corn and wine. 29. People serve you and nations bow down to you. Be Yahweh's over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bear down to you. Cursed be everyone that curses you, and blessed be he that blessed you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
But that's excellent. But who's he talking about? The you. Who is this you that everybody's supposed to bow down to that we can read over there in 49 chapter, verse 8 through 10 through Genesis? We might be leaving with who he talking about, Mother, in the 49 chapter, 8 through 10 of Genesis. I mean, you put no name there. How about putting a name there?
Okay.
49, 8 through 10.
Okay. Genesis 49. Genesis 49, verses 8 through 10. And it reads, Yahweh Judah, thou art he whom your brother shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Verse 9. Yahweh Judah is the lion's whelp from the prey. My son, thou art gone up. He stoopeth down. He couches as a lion and as a old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Verse 10. The scepter, Torah instruction, shall not depart from Yahweh Judah, nor the Torah instruction giver from between his feet, until Yahweh the Son come, and unto him shall the gathering of the peoples be.
That's sure right there, Mother. That's great. Learn that mean. One thing about it, you got it down pat. That was that mean right there. You see, you read that? You read that. Excellent. And see, that what it means. You got to be guided. Once you got it, you got the right spirit, you catch it, and you'll be able to help others. Now, you read that exactly how it's supposed to be read. Matter of fact, WCC will get another one in. Okay, I'll get another one in. Go to 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. Mother, that's it. We don't want no more after this. How about that, WCC? We don't want no more after this. 1 Kings 10, 8 and 9.
Oh, 1 Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me cover up and get over this. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on, Faith. First Kings chapter 10, verse 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, 8, happy are thou men, happy are those thou servants, which standeth continuous before you, and that hearest my wisdom. Verse 9, blessed be Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delighteth in you to set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loveth Israel forever. Therefore, may he you king to do judgment and justice.
Mm. So who Yahweh love forever most, dear Israel?
Israel.
So that John 3:16, that must be for who?
Israel.
So you see, there it is. John 3:16 is pointing toward Israel. That's who we love forever. So that's the greatest mystery, but we're going to leave it like that. That's enough, WCC. We don't need no more. Mother D of Israel, catch you tomorrow night. Mother E, Mother Z, the elders. Brother Micaiah, catch y'all tomorrow night. Yahweh beat y'all. That's enough for this broadcast tonight. Shalom, shalom, that mother. Be up Israel.
Shalom, shalom. Yahweh be with you.
Okay. Yahweh. Shalom.
Shalom.